Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The subject of forgiveness is so important, I want to linger 2 minutes more on Genesis 4:13, where Cain says, "My iniquity is greater than it may be forgiven." Listen in as I talk with a man who holds his wife responsible for the death of their daughter in an accident. "It's unforgivable," he says. "Oh, not unforgivable," I reply softly. "Jesus said only one sin is unpardonable," in Matthew 12:32. That's the sin of saying no to the Holy Spirit when he offers you God's pardon for all your sin. "Who are you to tell me," he retorts, "that I must forgive my wife?" No, I didn't say you should forgive her, just that whatever she's done is forgivable. That's why Jesus died at Calvary, so all our sins could be forgiven. No, it's very unlikely you can forgive her if you've never enjoyed the Lord's forgiving love to you. "What," he asked sharply, "does God have to forgive me for?" Well, this is a touchy subject, so let's talk about the crimes for which God forgave me. He said I was a thief, having robbed him of what he deserved for my life. He said I was an adulterer for looking on a woman and lusting after her. He told me I was a murderer if I hated my brother, in fact, responsible for the death of Christ. "Guilty as charged, Your Honor," I said in my heart. And you know, he forgave me of them all. Oh, the peace I had in that moment. And when you experience God's forgiveness, though it's not easy, you want to share his forgiveness with others. Unforgiveness binds you to the circumstance you refuse to forgive. Oh, what chains are released when we accept God's forgiveness and learn to forgive others. So be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ forgave you. That's Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.